Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
An 18-year-old man faces arraignment today in Quincy District Court on charges he murdered his mother, sister, and mother's boyfriend in their Weymouth home last week. The suspect's troubled past has some questioning if he might have fallen through the cracks of a system meant to prevent domestic violence. WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports from Weymouth.
Upland Road in Weymouth is a neighborhood trying to come to grips with the unthinkable. The murder of 50-year-old Paula Rudolph, her daughter, 24-year-old Kaylin Rudolph, and the mother's boyfriend, 52-year-old Frederick Medina, all allegedly at the hands of her son, 18-year-old Donald Rudolph. Police say they found Donald Rudolph at the home, showing obvious signs something bad had happened, after a neighbor called them expressing concern. Medina, the mother's boyfriend, had called the neighbor on the way home from work, worried because his girlfriend wasn't answering the phone. Over the weekend, friends and family members stopped by the scene of the tragedy to leave flowers, candles, notes, and stuffed animals.
This makes me sick on how he died.
Among the mourners, Patty Roy, the sister of victim Frederick Medina, who says he was extremely devoted to Paula, his girlfriend of a few years.
Obviously, the son was very disturbed, and Fred wanted to stay with Paul and help her get through it, and it's just horrible.
Roy says Frederick kept the severity of the problems to himself.
Your brother never said, "I'm concerned about our safety or her safety. I'm concerned Donald could do something to hurt her or me."
I never heard of him talking about anything like that bad, just that there was problems with the kids, but nobody ever thought it was that bad. Now I'm hearing all the stories that he was schizophrenic and he was this and he was that, and we had no idea he was that dangerous to his family.
Rudolph has a criminal record, including charges of assault. He had been in intensive foster care and receiving state social services previously. Sue Chandler, an advocate with Domestic Violence Ended, or DOVE, in Quincy, says it's too soon to know if he somehow fell through the cracks of the system, but the system needs help.
It's very important that we maintain the services to ensure the safety of people, to ensure that somebody in this situation with a mental health issue was getting appropriate care, medication, attention, and that we as a society were supporting that person's wellness.
But I know she did a lot to try to help him.
Carol Kayon, an acquaintance of Paula Rudolph, says Paula remained devoted to her son and friendly to everyone around her, despite her family's struggles.
Oh, just so nice. I mean, she couldn't do enough for the kids and everything. I mean, she was so generous with them, and it's just a sad, sad thing.
Relatives of Donald Rudolph released a statement saying they are devastated by the tragedy and extend their deepest sympathies to the families impacted by it. One of those families, that of victim Frederick Medina, who's described as a whiz who's worked with computers and electronics for years. He was devoted to his church in East Bridgewater, where he videotaped Sunday services every week. Paul Moreau is a friend of 20 years.
He was kind, loving, very religious, a nice guy.
Now friends and family members are haunted by the thought he would likely be alive had he called police to report his concerns something was wrong at his home instead of walking through the door himself. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.